And we're back for another Father-Son podcast. A little late. We got a late start to the day, but we're getting on it with Jeff, Captain K-Man Denz, and Force the Raging Butterfly Denz. How you doing, man?
Good.
Good. That was a powerful, high-energy intro.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't sound so powerful or high-energy.
We should probably use that and power through this one.
Power through it, baby! Woo! I had like four rock stars today. I'm flying. Well, it was a black belt shuffle today, so I had a pretty good day.
Yeah.
I got on the mat, did some jujitsu.
What you just said about flying, it reminded me of that Red Bull commercial during Thanksgiving. Where, like, the pilgrims and the Native Americans went to hunt. And they passed around the Red Bull and everybody flew away. But there was none left for the turkey. So that's why they ended up eating the turkey.
Time for Red Bull right now. Brought to you by Red Bull. Not really. We're not really sponsored by Red Bull, but if we were, we'd shamelessly plug them even more.
Yeah.
So how's it going, man?
Good.
What's going on in your life? You look a little tired today.
Being tired?
Yeah. Did I kill you today?
No.
I didn't kill you, huh? I cooked for you and you didn't die. I made ravioli from scratch. From my scratch. Scratch is a slang for money. So I bought you ravioli from Wegmans with my scratch. So I made you ravioli from scratch.
Okay.
Yeah, that's an old school, like, 1960s term. I'm old, so I know that kind of stuff.
You're not even that old. You're not old enough to...
Like, I'm on the wrong side of 40, sir.
Not really.
But I got abs. All them 20-year-olds ain't got no abs. That's all I'm saying. We just left them dead air while I was drinking. Anyways... I just wanted to bring you out and talk to you a little bit about the video game epidemic we have going around. Like, when I scroll through my Facebook feed all the time, I see boys and girls that spend a lot of time playing Fortnite. What do you think the huge addiction to Fortnite is, and do you feel like there's a big Fortnite addiction going on at your school?
I think it can be addictive because it's quick. Mm-hmm. Like, anything quick, people play a lot. Even, like, adults, because it's just quick, something that you can do quick. I think the main reason, though, is just the want to win and that it's kind of pretty easy to play. So, like...
It's not that easy to play. I don't like that game.
It takes a couple seconds to die sometimes. So I think it's just wanting to get better and better is why people, like, get addicted to it. I don't understand why people get addicted to it, because after a while, for me, it just got boring. It's the same thing over and over again.
It's a little boring for me, and the skins don't really give me enough stuff that makes me really want to play.
Yeah.
Even though you're leveling up, there's really not a whole lot behind it. I mean, and most of that stuff is all paywall stuff anyways, and who cares what your guy looks like, really? I mean, I don't. I guess it's kind of a status symbol among kids, though. Do you feel like that's going on at your school, a lot of Fortnite talk?
Well, people really don't talk about it at school. Some kids talk about it, though. Like, when it does come up, I mean, it's mostly they do talk about skins. So, like, if you don't have a skin, like, or you don't have one of the dances or something, it's kind of like a status. You kind of end up with a stigma that you're not as good. So that's kind of an interesting thing that happens.
Right. So that's what the big push is for the kids to buy the skins then and try to keep playing. I guess I didn't really think about it like that. But, I mean, it was kind of like that when I went to school too, except it was about Nike shoes. And if you had Nikes, you were cool. If you didn't have Nikes, you weren't as cool, you know? So I was never cool.
What if you had cheap Nike shoes?
Cheap Nikes were better than some expensive off-brand.
Really?
Yeah. Nikes are Reebok. So the Reebok pumps were coming out when I was a kid too. Like, you pump up your shoe. Pretty sweet.
Why? The only shoe that you pump up now is like the boot for broken feet and toes.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. That's what reminded me with when you had that boot. I'll have to show you sometime. What do you think about at the gym? There's a little bit of a Fortnite addiction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why though. It's not. I don't like it.
No.
I think it's just. It's also the battle royale thing.
Because
a lot of people like the battle royale genre. It's kind of like. It's been on the rise with PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds, PUBG, and Fortnite, and Battle Royale is getting added to a lot of games.
It's even on Red Dead 2.
Yeah, kind of.
Although I'm a little hooked on Red Dead 2. I'm like a cowboy. Cowboy! I need to get me a cowboy hat to
play. Yeah, but that's a good game.
It is a good game. But still, what about addictions? Well, you know what else I want to talk about? The influx of the quick dance moves that Fortnite has brought along.
Yeah, that's fine. It's just like
a lot of kids are doing it, though. It means Fortnite's very, very popular.
Yeah, they're not offensive or anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know people that don't know anything about Fortnite that do the dances.
Do you have any friends that are addicted to Fortnite?
I don't know. I don't think they're addicted to Fortnite all the time. But usually after a new game comes out and they like finish it, they go back to Fortnite.
Right.
I think also the new season's coming out kind of contributes to the fact that they're addicted to it. Because it's getting the skins, then getting the skins and all the stuff from the next thing. So every time there's a new season, I mean, there's everybody wants to play Fortnite again. It's kind of like a Telltale game.
No, it's nothing like a Telltale game.
It's kind of like how the episodes work. So if you had a Telltale game that like everybody loved, and the episodes came out like every so often, and it would just kept coming out, it's kind of similar to like how Fortnite works.
Okay, let me give a try of describing Fortnite for those that are listening that have never played Fortnite. Fortnite is a third-person shooter, which means that the camera is over your shoulder and you see your own guy. You go around the start of the map, you jump out of a bus that's carried by hot air balloons. It's kind of a big joke. You parachute down on the ground, you go around, you find weapons. Mostly guns, but some explosions and some melee weapons too. You can have a big axe that you chop down trees with and gather resources. But I'll get onto that for a second. And there's like those things that shoot and stick to stuff and explode. So there's a couple of different kinds of weapons. In our household, we don't really care about shooting games. I don't think Forrest is going to run around and shoot up a school because he plays a video game with guns in it.
We're just not big on shooting games.
Yeah, we don't like first-person shooters because, like, when you only see your gun during the game, that's what a first-person shooter is. Dude, I get so lost, I can't even tell where I am. I'm so old, I can't play those games. I can't aim. Everyone's killing me. I have no idea what's going on. What about
the cool, like, arcade old-school ones?
Well, that's when you actually have a physical gun in your hand, you're shooting a screen. Oh. That's a little bit different. I can do that because that's how I kind of grew up a little bit. But anyways, also in Fortnite, there's a building element. So you can gather resources and you can build structures. You can build a house, you can build traps, all kinds of stuff. And some kids are really good builders too, like Nile West. Nile West is a really good builder.
And he tears down people's stuff.
Right, yeah. And there's a lot of stuff that goes on in the game. I would say if your kids play video games, you should probably monitor what they play one time and just listen to the chat that's going on, because there's a lot of bad stuff that happens in the chat that if you don't know about chat on video games, it's pretty bad.
I mean, also when you're playing with adults and stuff, it's...
Right, yeah, because there's lots of adults playing too. A lot of guys at the gym play, actually. Can you hear the chat if you don't have a headset?
Yeah. Yep. I'm pretty sure there's a way to turn it off. And you can mute your mic so you can't say anything.
Right. There's a lot of bad things that get said over the mic. So yeah,
I think especially when you play, like when adults mm-hmm. play.
If you're not monitoring your kids too good while they're playing this game, they're being exposed to some very real shit.
Yeah. It's a big, I think, and like, just to expand on your like basis of your explanation, is you basically get dropped into this giant map thing. And there's also a storm, like, that kills you when you're in it.
And it shrinks and it shrinks and it shrinks. Yeah. And eventually all you guys get in the middle and it's a battle royal for that last little bit of space on the map.
Yeah.
But,
And there's also, mm-hmm. like, loot drops and, like, loot and yeah. chests. And then and there's then, these things called llamas that have a bunch of stuff
in to them. Keep you playing, there's, like a rewards tier system.
Yeah.
And if you buy the season pass, you can get a whole bunch of unlocks, like skins and stuff. Skins are just basically make your character look different. And they charge a lot of money for them, too. I think it's kind of ridiculous.
And then there's the pickaxes that you can get and stuff.
Yeah, there's different kinds of stuff that you can get that they basically accent your character and make them look a little bit different. And that's what everyone's paying for and teasing each other about. So we know now probably spent like $200 on that stupid game. And it's a free game. So the kids get it for free. You can just download it and play it for free. I don't really understand why there's so much. It's kind of like Minecraft with a shooting game put together, because you can kind of build anything way up into the sky. And I don't know. I don't think it's really all that great of a game, but it's an okay game. It plays well.
Yeah, it's not a bad game, but I just don't understand how you get addicted to it.
I think it's a social pressure, like you were just saying, and we're talking about, like, if you don't have a skin, you're not cool. And
so do you think that's why people get addicted to it? They just want to keep playing so they can get to the higher tiers?
Well, actually, I listened to this whole Jordan Peterson thing about video games, and it says that...
Jordan Peterson talked about
video games? Yeah, he talked a lot about video games, and he said that in today's society, men more and more often play video games because they don't have an outlet for their masculinity, because he feels like there's a bit of a war on masculinity, and all the virtues that like make a man are really a lot harder to do in today's society. So guys play video games and they can feel like a man, and that's why men are more addicted to video games than women. And I'm not doing justice at all to what he said, and he broke it down and used a lot of big words I barely understand. I have to look some of them up, they're so big, and I'm just a dumb K-man guy. But you should really give that one a listen too. I'll find the link and then we can watch it together. It's a really, really good one. And also, I want you to watch some Jordan Peterson arguments. The way he argues is the way you should argue, because he's like really smart like you, and he can come up. And you'd be a great lawyer because you're really good at thinking on your feet. But the way he constructs his arguments is something is really good. Yeah. I don't agree with all his views, but
he can support them really well.
Yeah, he argues them very, very good. So we'll have to listen to that too. What do you think about kids being hooked on video games in general?
It depends on the video game. Like, what kind of video games?
Any video games.
I don't know. I mean, some of them, it's not that terrible. Some of them, it can be bad. Especially whenever there's a chat involved or an online multiplayer that's really popular, I mean, it can be bad.
I meant more addictions to video games. Not as much as, like, any video game that kids are playing online, if they have a headset, they're hearing some horrible stuff.
Yeah.
Just so you know, if you're listening to this, please know that your kids are listening to horrible stuff. But trust me, your kids are hearing this horrible stuff in school anyways, probably, right? Am I right? Have you ever heard anything in the chat that you haven't heard in school, really?
Not really, but I haven't heard a whole lot, like, of chat.
Right. So there's a lot of bad stuff, especially playing Red Dead Redemption 2. There's a lot of bad stuff because I play that game and there's some bad stuff going on in there. So don't let your kids listen to that one if they're not ready to hear some horrible things.
There's a chat in there?
Yeah, when you're playing online and they're coming around shooting you in the store and they say bad words and like words that shouldn't be used in today's society, like the N-word about people, the color of your skin. And like all kinds of stuff. There's some bad stuff online. I don't want to say it on the air, but
that's pretty messed up.
Yeah. Nah, it's really messed up. But like, it is what it is. You know, it's an online world that's unregulated. You can turn your chat off. I'm not sure. It's still in beta testing, so I don't think that you can really.
I don't know if being addicted is necessary to video games is a bad thing. Well, any addiction can be bad, but like, I don't know if it's necessarily bad. But I don't think it's. It's not bad. It's not terrible. It's not like the worst thing in the world. It's also not good, though, if you don't go outside or anything.
If I left you alone in the house, like I have, you would play video games until I come home and tell you to move sometimes.
Or TV.
Or TV, right. Either one of those is just a giant chunk of time wasted, right?
Yeah.
I think that some of the addiction with video games is poor parenting. I really honestly do. Do you know anyone good parents that has a video game addiction? Parents that you consider good parents?
That I consider good parents? I don't know. I don't know, like, some people I don't know their parents. Other ones, they're like...
I'm not asking to throw anyone under a bus. Please don't use names if you're going to talk about the parents.
Anyways. But most of the parents I know, like, I don't know.
Here's our thing. Forrest's not allowed to play video games during the week. Yeah. We don't let him play video games during the week. Forrest is allowed to play on the weekends. And we loosely monitor his video game playing. we're not standing over your shoulder, but we're paying attention to what you're doing. You know what I mean? A lot of times when you start getting aggravated with the game, I have you like stop playing, because the game alters your mood. When you're having a hard time, like the other night with UFC, you're ready to cry over that game. And when I smashed you in UFC and I beat you in football, you were crying. But I was rubbing it in your face a little bit. Because there's a little bit of competitiveness too, right? But you do get very upset over video games. And it's like, it should be something that's it's challenging too, but it shouldn't make you that upset. It shouldn't dive into your emotions.
Yeah.
When it's diving into your emotions, I don't know. I'm not a scientist, but people get to this point where they play long enough and they're just irritated by everything. Right, you play like for a couple hours and you're irritated by someone talking to you, and then you're a bad mood, like an irritated bad mood for the rest
especially
of the day.
Especially when you like really like when you've mm-hmm. been struggling.
Yeah.
And I think that it's not an easy thing to do sometimes. So it obviously takes a lot of your energy and a lot of your focus, which could mean that you're just tired too.
People call it overstimulated, but I'm not sure. I think there's
I don't think it's overstimulated. I think if you're trying to pay attention to like multiple screens at once with like music going on headphones, I mean, that'd be
I would like to see a study. I bet you there's some kind of dopamine withdrawal or something going on with your
brain.
That
definitely has to do with dopamine,
because like when you accomplish stuff, they make the games on purpose like this, that it unlocks your brain potential. It makes you feel good when you accomplish something, and they know the exact point of where it's too hard and too easy, and they get you to that point and they get you struggling. And then I think after so many hours, I think your brain shuts off. I would love to see a study about video games like that. I'm sure they're out there. If anyone smart like Mustafa, I said that with hashtags, Mustafa, listen to this and you know about the study, please send it to me. I'd be very interested to read it.
Yeah, in sixth grade in ELA, we had to do this project on video games mm-hmm. and stuff. And on screens and how it affects your brain. And I definitely remember something about dopamine in there. And I forgot what I was going to say.
I wonder if it has a similar effect as drugs. I would be very like, yeah. Maybe Adderall or, you know, one of the other drugs to give for ADD or anything like that. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. Because, like, you have to be really smart, because there's a lot of chemicals, like natural, like not bad chemicals, but natural chemicals, and a lot of electricity in your nervous system,
mm-hmm.
which is your brain and your spine, pretty much. And
what if you take your spine out, like the guy in Mortal Kombat, rips your spine out?
You wouldn't be able to walk.
Oh, okay. Would that cure your addiction?
No.
That'd get over here!
Can you imagine seeing somebody's skin? It'd be all folded everywhere. That'd be gross.
We should get Mortal Kombat and we could see.
Anyways. So, yeah. And there's a lot of parts to the brain, and it's really complicated because there's so much stuff in there. I remember what I was going to say now. There's this thing called the RAS, which uh-huh. is basically a gateway to focusing on something.
Yeah.
So, maybe after a certain time, like, you kind of get so focused on it that you're not focused on anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're just doing it so many times that, like, it closes because, like, you're not paying attention to the video game and you're just irritated.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
There's definitely dopamine highs and lows when you're playing.
Well, we'll definitely, we'll look online and see if we can come up with a solution. We're running pretty over time. It's almost 20 minutes in. It's about 11 o'clock. It's time to get you in bed. I'll try and wake you up about 6:10 or don't bite your nail. I can hear it over the mic. It sounds terrible. It's really loud with my headphones on. The whole world just listening to Forrest bite his nails. That's gross. Everyone's sitting at home like, oh God, stop. Probably. Or maybe they didn't even hear it and I just made it really bad.
Probably.
I can hear everything with these mics. I can hear it downstairs even with these mics, the headset. Because the mics are really, really sensitive. I can hear everything.
You can hear like, you can probably hear downstairs because of the vent.
I can hear this vent, but I can hear the vent downstairs too. There's difference because this one's on right now, but when it goes off, I can hear the one downstairs too.
Dang.
I can hear both over here. I clean them up. I clean it out of the audio so the people at home don't hear.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's a lot of work.
You should soundproof this room, but Yeah. We should probably get going.
I want to get cameras in here so we could do it live like Joe Rogan. So everyone can see you biting your nails and be grossed out. You should get out.
A studio.
We'd have to put clothes on if we did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got clothes on, goofball.
We do, but like we can go in shirtless.
I meant like I was telling everyone I didn't have any clothes on.
Oh. In the summer, like we could not wear shirts if we had a camera in.
We could still do it.
Who you cares? Could, but I wouldn't.
Why not?
I don't want to.
You got huge muscles, man. Show them off.
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah. No, you don't.
You're fine with showing it off because yeah. You're, like, proud. But
because I'm old and I got muscles. I'm a 41-year-old. Makes those 20-year-olds look silly.
Do you know any other 41-year-olds that look even relatively close to as muscular
yeah,
as you?
There's thousands and thousands of people that look way better than me at 41.
I'm without just steroids?
Without steroids. Just working out hard. People work out a lot harder than me, dude.
The Rock.
I'm kind of lazy, man, to be honest with you. I consider myself lazy. And you think I work hard. We can definitely grind more. I sleep too much. I could sleep like 2 hours less a day and get more done.
You only sleep like 2 hours.
Yeah, I won't sleep at all. Perfect. All right, let's get out of here. I love you, man. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll talk about the good things about video games.
Yes.
Or just about how we have fun with video games. We'll make it a nice, easy, light one. But don't be hooked on video games. And I think if you're struggling with your kids playing video games, you need to put your foot down and you need to restrict the video games a little bit. All right? When Force gets out of control with them, we tell them no video games for the weekend. And it doesn't even have to be anything wrong. It's just if his behavior is not up to par or he gets out of control with it, we take it away, right? No one can see you nod.
I'm nodding.
Yeah. So, I mean, at some point, they're your kids and you're responsible for being their parent. And we're not supposed to be their friends when they get pissed off at us. Forrest gets pissed at us when we tell him no video games, don't you? Yeah, he gets even more pissed when we tell him no video games, no TV, right? He's like, I didn't even do anything wrong! But he gets in those moods, dude, and it's time to not do that, right? And I'm proud of the man you become, and hopefully our parenting has something to do with it. Okay? All right, dude, I love you. Let's get out of here. Go to bed. My parenting's not so good since I got you up late and I got to get you up early. But I love you, man. I'm proud that we have each other. I'm proud of the person you're becoming. I'm sure Mom is, too. All right? See you, Mom.
Night, everybody.
Oh, yeah, I should probably turn this off. That was our Easter egg, sort of. We're out.